The issue of Israeli settlements is expected to be on the agenda when Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak meets with President Obama in Washington tomorrow. But back home in Egypt, the talk is more about who will succeed the aging leader. Hosni Mubarak is 81 years old. He's ruled Egypt for 28 years, and he has never appointed a vice president. Ursula Lindsay reports on the speculation.
Who will succeed Hosni Mubarak has long been the question in Egyptian politics. It's become increasingly urgent, as Mubarak appears increasingly frail.
Unfortunately, I think that the leading scenario will be that Gamal Mubarak will assume the presidency.
That's political scientist Josh Stacker, a longtime observer of the Egyptian regime. Like many, he believes Mubarak has groomed his 46-year-old son Gamal to take over.
And I believe this because they've had a lot of time to prepare him. He has essentially been at this since 1999, when he started getting active in politics. So you've seen the slow introduction of Gamal Mubarak.
The young Mubarak studied business and worked as a trader at Bank of America in London. He now holds a top position in his father's ruling National Democratic Party. He's never run for office, but he regularly appears on the front pages of Egypt's state-controlled newspapers, and he represents Egypt abroad. Not everyone's convinced Gamal's hereditary succession is a done deal. Osama Ghazali Harb was a supporter of the younger Mubarak, but broke ties with him in 2005 over democracy concerns. Harb says there's another key power in Egypt.
It is now in Egypt from 50 years till now, it is the armed forces, not any other one. The presidents of Egypt will continue to come from the army till the whole situation changes.
Egypt's last three presidents have all been military men. Gamal Mubarak's hereditary succession would be a new phenomenon here. And many Egyptians are deeply troubled by the prospect. Some opposition activists recently set up a mock Twitter account from, quote, President Gamal. It announces sarcastically, "We welcome your congratulations on our surprise victory in the upcoming transparent, free, democratic elections." Gamal Mubarak himself has turned to the internet to connect to the Egyptian public. Last week, he hosted an online forum where he answered pre-selected questions from young Egyptians. He talked about the government's plans to fight unemployment and corruption, but he avoided questions about his possible presidential ambitions. Still, the forum looked just like a campaign event. Gamal Mubarak has been trying to present himself as savvy and progressive, but critics say he's just more of the same. Ghazali Harb.
What we need now is the democratization of the political system. I think that this system had now reached its end. It must finish, it must be ended, and we must build a new system. Gamal Mubarak means the continuation in this bad and corrupt regime, and this is what I'm rejecting.
Still, there are some in Egypt who appear to welcome a Mubarak dynasty. Mohsen Assayed has just written a pop song celebrating Gamal Mubarak. It's entitled, "Why Shouldn't He Rule?" "99% of Egyptians say, 'We want Gamal.' 99% say, 'We love Gamal,'" he sings. "If he runs for office, I'll vote for him." Similar songs have been dedicated to Mubarak Sr., but many in Egypt are getting tired of the same old tune. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay, Cairo.